Welcome to Vision for Change Radio with John Stevenson. When faith meets information, everything is possible. It takes just one moment to put your life on the road to success and personal fulfillment. You can obtain God's best when you can see your future in your present. Listen in as we share information that will inspire your spirit and empower your soul.
Family, good morning. Good morning. This is John Stevenson. Welcome to Vision for Change Radio. It is a blessing to come into your ears today. Today's call-in number is 240-638-5430. That is 240-638-5430. We want to hear from you. Let us know how the show is being a blessing to you. Our vision here is that we want to change your life. We know if we can renew your mind and you can get information, practical information, spiritual information, and you can see some things differently. Whatever you see, hear, and understand, your life can be changed according to the scripture. Our vision here is that we know Christ is the Lord of our life, and so we want you born again. If you're not born again, listen, give Jesus your life. Just say, Lord, take my life, do something with my life, and he will jump into your life and invade your life with his goodness. Also, if you need to repent and just, Lord, forgive me. I know we've just come off a wonderful weekend. Lord, I've done some things. He's faithful and just. The blood of Jesus covers any and every sin. So don't live in condemnation. Don't feel guilty. We want you to make sure you just live a life holy, knowing who you are in Christ. The grace covers so much. Well, today we have a guest back in the studio. She was with us a couple of weeks ago, Miss Tammy Lee Jews. Tammy Lee, say hello to everyone.
Good morning, listeners.
Yes, she is in-house today, and we're changing our format a little bit. I had her on a couple of weeks ago, and we really felt like we really wanted to give you some things and minister to you. And Tammy Lee's testimony is a wonderful testimony. You guys are doing some wonderful things through her, and March is deemed as being Women's Month, so we want to give her an opportunity just to minister to not just the women, to everyone that we have that's listening today. You can also jump on us. We're on Periscope Live and saying hello to all my Periscope family, saying we love them. And so you can jump online, John Stevenson 1, Stevenson with a PH, and follow us on Periscope, Twitter, and on Facebook. Now I want to reintroduce to you the wonderful, the beautiful engineer. She's the host of the Generation Now radio show here every first of the month, Miss Jenny Sturdivant. Good morning, dear.
Good morning, sir. I missed you.
I know. I was out last week.
I know. You can't be doing that. I know. You can't leave me like that. It's not the same.
I appreciate hearing that. Praise God. Amen. She's a wonderful, wonderful woman of God, and she has her own ministry, and she's doing wonderful things at her church with her dad. He'll be on right behind me. He's got a daily show now, right?
Yes, he's here every day, mm-hmm. WYCB 12 noon. So it's exciting.
All right. So you all don't turn your dial. Stay tuned.
Oh, I appreciate the plug. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, Pastor Sturdivant will be on. Okay. Well, here's what we're going to do. Normally I play a song and we jump into a song and just kind of set the mood and the atmosphere, but I want to play one of Tammy Lee's songs, so we're going to jump into that a little bit later. So, Tammy Lee, I want to just reintroduce you to some of the folks that listened to you a couple of weeks ago, or just introduce yourself again to our listeners. Let them know who you are and what's going on with you.
Okay, well, like I said last time I was on the air, I am Tammy Lee Jules. I am an ambassador for Christ, chosen to recite the word, to set captives free, and to implore souls to be reconciled to God.
Amen, amen, amen. Reconcile everybody back to God, amen. Yes. Because we all come from God, whether you believe one thing or another. We all come from God, amen. So I want to just jump right into it, Tammy Lee. In our last discussion, we talked about you. Let them know you're from the Bahamas.
Yes.
Amen. And they can probably tell from your accent. Right? And wouldn't it be nice to be in the Bahamas today?
Yes, yeah. It would be.
But we got some good weather coming up shortly. But Tammy Lee, you talked about your struggles as being an immigrant. And I want you to just share a little thing. So just a little piece of some of the things you've gone through. Because sometimes we'll think we are supposed to stay in a struggle. And sometimes we'll think God's putting us through some things. But I want you to just kind of talk a little bit about that. We kind of want to continue from what we talked about last time.
Yes. You know, when you are an immigrant trying to find your way in society or the society you're placed in, and you and not just being an immigrant by yourself in a foreign land, but having children accompanying you on that journey, it can be frightening. not having employment, not having status, and trying to figure out what direction you should go in. And there are days when you feel hopeless and you feel lost. But again, on my journey, this is just my testimony, as I got, the first thing I did was connect myself to a word teaching church. And I think that really was a big shift in my life. Mm-hmm. And I believe that Father God just had that set up for me. Mm-hmm. To help me navigate through the process and through the things, the challenges that I would face. Mm-hmm. And the community that I lived in at the time, mm-hmm. Rolling Hills, Circle Gate Drive, became just a turning point in my life with meeting women of different nationalities and understanding the importance of unity, mm-hmm. and making yourself aware of your surroundings, mm-hmm. and connecting, and also just hearing and sharing with them. And what happened in Circle Gate Drive transformed my life greatly, and I'm just going to tell you that story really quick. Mm-hmm. One word from God changes everything.
Amen.
I was on my way back from the gym with a prayer partner, my neighbor. That's why you have to know your neighbors, mm-hmm. because she became my neighbor at the time, a lady from Africa, became a prayer partner to me. And we were coming back from the gym, and Father God spoke to me. He said, go into the rental office and just let the staff there know that you really appreciate the work that they do there. Just say thank you. Mm-hmm. And those simple words turned that whole community upside down, mm-hmm. because they were not expecting to hear thank you. You know, when they have people coming in, either telling them off about things that they're not happy with in the community. And so uh-huh. they were holding their breath, like, what is she coming to say? Mm-hmm. And so they were taken back by that. But the next morning, the GM of the property called me and she said, you know, we really appreciate you coming in and saying those words to us. We weren't expecting that, but we really appreciate that. So what we decided to do was to make it a week of Thanksgiving for the residents of this community. And we want to ask you to participate in that and help us. So they extended the hours of maintenance services. They extended the office hours for the residents.
Wow.
And not only did they do that, they asked me if I would come out in the mornings. And as the residents were leaving the property, we would give juice and donuts out to the residents and greet them in the morning and you know, just encourage them with a word to have a great day as they were leaving the property.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, God has a way of just bringing people together with just simple words of appreciation,
right.
and thank yous, because they were the ones who were the decision makers,
mm-hmm.
on that property.
Mm-hmm.
But they just needed a word of encouragement. You never know what people are dealing with.
Exactly.
At every level, mm-hmm. at every level, and the challenges that they face.
Mm-hmm.
But to hear the people that they were over in that community, us being residents,
mm-hmm.
you know, come in and say thank you to them,
right.
triggered, okay, we're doing something right here. We're not failing.
You know, Tammy, we know that the Bible tells us how the importance of the Word of God. We know we have the written Word of God, and we have the Rhema Word of God. The Rhema Word of God is that spoken word, that encouraging word. And the same power for, you know, most of the listeners we have here on the radio know and understand the power of the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll quote scriptures, we'll declare the Word of God with the expectation of the manifestation of the Word of God to show up. That's really truly what faith is. Faith is the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
You go to Genesis chapter 11, it talks about what faith is. Basically, he says faith is, it framed the world. And when we go to Genesis, what framed the world? What God said. So that even though it was God speaking to you with the word thank you, there was anointing and power on that word just to go in and say thank you. And look at what opened up.
Exactly. And not only that, too, it was a big help to me because, again, being an immigrant there and feeling hopeless.
Mm-hmm.
But when Father God showed me that I had purpose, even in my challenges,
mm-hmm.
that I had purpose right where I was, And all he needed was a yes from me, and that availability to for him to use me in that moment. And I had no idea that it was going to spin off into something even greater. But it was not even just about me.
Right.
It was about every other person on that property that God wanted to touch and let them know that he's thinking about them, you know, and that this was a place where it was a sense of community.
Yes.
It was not just, okay, you're behind this closed door here and nobody's thinking about you. But it triggered the whole office staff to move on their behalf.
You say it changed the environment?
It changed the environment greatly. Another thing that happened with that, and this is where we follow instructions and just letting our light shine no matter where we are. That means no matter how you feel or what situation you may find yourself in, once you say yes, God begins to move through you. And even in that moment, he spoke to me. I noticed when I would go to the bus stop to take my children, all of the women, different nationalities from Indian, African, from all, you know, Americans would speak to each other, would speak to me, but not to one another. And so he said, okay, invite them over to your place. And I'm thinking, how is this going to happen? So he had me sit down and just write a little poem to them, invitation poetically to them. And I went out to the bus stop and gave it to them and gave them a date to show up at my apartment. My mother-in-law was there. I had her make a big pot of shrimp fried rice. I invited some friends over to do a foot spa with them and some giveaways. And I put a chair in the middle of my living room. 17 women showed up at my front door from that community.
And from one word from God.
From one word.
That you obeyed.
That's right.
And look at the lives that are beginning to get to change. Because there's more to the story.
Absolutely. There's so much levels to the story. So even in that moment, in that moment when they entered my doorway that was open to them and they sat in that sheer chair, that's what I called it. I said, women, this is our sheer chair. This is where we're going to get to know one another. And, you know, we're coming from all different places. I'm coming from the Bahamas. They're coming from the Middle East. They're coming from Africa. They're coming, you know, we're just coming from all nationalities. And we're in this one moment with each other. And they were, I mean, tears falling, crying and saying, you know, this is what I've been looking for. I just needed to talk. I just needed to release some things. And, you know, and I just saw Father God just moving. My mother-in-law was so stunned. And what happened from that moment, they did not allow you to have events in the clubhouse where we lived. And I realized that I could not contain all these women that were coming to my door in my little apartment. So I went to the office and I took a bold step and I said, would you allow me to host once a month a women's meeting, and not just a women's meeting, but for the residents here to come and meet once a month in the clubhouse? And they said yes.
Amen.
The answer was yes to that. So I started bringing people in from different businesses that would affect our community, things we needed to know, from the school principals to speak to the parents about auto mechanic services, things we need to know about our car. Yes, about interior decorating and design, things that women had questions about, insurance, all kinds of things. People were coming in and just speaking to us right where we live because that door was open.
And so, see, it wasn't just Bible teaching, though you shared the word of God.
Exactly.
There was some practical, because God wants to be involved with every aspect of our lives.
Every aspect.
And we were talking prior to the show about just some things with the children and how God wants to infiltrate the whole world with whatever your gift is and whatever you have. And you just, with the word thank you.
Exactly.
Gathering women together, loving women was the foundation of what you wanted to do.
That's right.
And
sharing.
Now they were able to get practical things of how to live.
That's right. That's right. It was so powerful. And what happened where I started off supplying the food, the general manager came to me and said, you know what? We will supply the food. So I didn't have to come out of my pocket now to feed the people. They jumped on board and started supplying the food. So in just and the women were so excited. They started just getting involved. My church family got involved. We began to bring in the youth minister at the time to come in, and they came in and began to minister to the youth in the community because, you know, you have children. It was so saturated with children. We did backpack drives before they went back to school. We had them sign up, you know, who needs help. We did our first Christmas program right across the street, and they didn't believe anyone was coming because they had never experienced this in the community. And 200 people showed up at Seneca Valley High School right across the street, where the residents can walk right across the street. And so I called the organization the Women of Circle Gate.
Did you hear her family? She said she called the organization Women of Circle Gate. There's an organization that came out of one statement from God. Just go say thank you.
Thank you.
An organization was birthed.
Organization was birthed. What happened from there? We the women, connected and began to pray together. And I found that residents would call us to come to their homes to pray for them and pray for their children's situations that were going on. We became ambassadors for Christ right in our community.
Wow.
Right in our community. So in the midst of my struggle, in the midst of feeling hopeless myself or waiting for, you know, the moment of my freedom, here I was helping others to experience the love of God and to feel the freedom that God has for them through that demonstration of just the unity and that connecting. You know, when we unify, that's when blessings come to us.
Amen.
And we begin to answer each other's questions, because you never know, your neighbor will have your answer. But you have to know your neighbor. You have to know your neighbor. You have to know your community and get involved and see what's happening around there. And you will be amazed at the impact and the imprint that you would leave in that community.
I want to ask this question for our listeners. For you personally, what's some of the things that you would say you got from God out of doing this? What are some things that he, not just monetarily, not just where physical things are concerned, spiritually, what are some things that you got out of that with your growth and relationship with him out of doing this?
Absolutely. What I receive from that whole experience, one, learning to hear the voice of my Father clearly, learning how obedience is not just about me, but how it directly affects those around me that I am assigned to.
Jesus, amen.
Okay. I also receive from that experience great relationships and a clearer understanding of how women, no matter what area we're from, deal with the same issues. But when we come together and we're able to truly just be transparent with one another and pray for each other, we strengthen each other and we strengthen a community.
Amen. Amen. Well, Tammy, as always, if we say this at the show, half an hour is really not enough time to get it all in, you know. But I do want to talk again about the CD, because there are so many different things that we attend the same church.
Yes, we do.
And for those who don't know, Tammy Lee is the director of our dance ministry at our church, and she's done just a marvelous job, and she's brought the youth together. And if you were able to see some of the things that they minister, it's wonderful. The Spirit of the Lord is so powerful when they step up and they do what they do. But you also are a spoken word artist, and you have a CD called A New Wind. And I want you just to kind of just refresh some of the listeners about what it took to put this project together, and just some things they would get if they were to go look for this on Amazon, on iTunes. Just talk a little bit about the CD, because we want to play a track in a little bit from the CD.
Absolutely. A new wind, a collection of words straight from the Father to you, to uplift you, to inspire you, to encourage you, to enlighten you, and also to let you know how much Father God loves you. You can find a new wind on iTunes, and you can find a new wind on Amazon.com. I believe the track that we're going to play for you is...
It's going to be My Time.
My Time. Yes. And My Time is all about letting your light shine. Mm-hmm. Matthew 5:16 said, let your light shine before men so they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. So no matter where you are, if you're making a difference in your community, in your workplace, let your light shine, even with your family.
Amen. Now, here's what we want to do. We're going to play Tammy Lee's, a track from Tammy Lee's CD. And it's, I've listened to it and I like it. It's just I like the unique. If you're in the spoken word, whether you're not in spoken word, I love the music that she's put behind this. I love the passion that comes out of what she's saying, and it's just a blessing. If you need to be encouraged, you need to be uplifted, you can put this on. And she's speaking, am I correct, with Word of God, all word based.
Absolutely.
So, and when you listen to it, it's not just hearing a regular CD. You're hearing God speak through His Word because she laces it with what His Word is. Now, if you're listening today, we want to give this away to you. We want to give you a copy of Tammy Lee's new wind CD. So if you're my fifth caller at 240-638-5430, be my fifth caller at 240-638-5430. We want to give you Tammy Lee's A New Wind and a copy of my book, Notes from the Heart of a Servant. If you're dialing now, we'll take your call, and we're going to listen to My Time by Miss Tammy Lee Jules. All right, we're getting it together, and I'll get my note from my engineer here once we're ready. We got John P. Keys. That's John P. Keys. All right, so, there we go. Mm-hmm.
Do I have a final word again?
You like want to I did play this last whole song? Or you just let me know when it faded down?
I'll let you know when it faded down.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Do I have a final word or no? Or you like you did the last
let's
time?
Let's see.
Okay.
We can do it. Mm-hmm. You got any calls coming in? Any calls coming in?
All right, praise the Lord. Thank you. Listen, that commercial was just about our ministry, John Stevenson Ministries, Vision for Change Ministry, Vision for Change Radio Broadcast. It's part of John Stevenson Ministries. We'd love to have you become a partner with us. Again, all gifts that you sow into the ministry are tax deductible, and we call it our Love Nation as our partnership. So get involved if you want to be a part of the radio broadcast, want to sponsor a commercial, you want to, whatever you want to do, you can sponsor a show. JSM Online is the place you need to go. JSMOnline.org, JSMOnline.org, or give us a call. Go to my website. You get all the information there. Well, my final thoughts for today, I just want to thank my wonderful guest, Miss Tammy Lee Jews, for being here today. Tammy Lee, how can they get in touch with you if they need you to come in for spoken word, ministry, your CDs? Just how can they get in touch with you?
You can look me up on Facebook at TammyLee.Jewels at Facebook.com and just look me up. I am waiting to hear from you. Or you can contact...
You can contact me. You can go to info@jsmonline.org. Just send me an email and we can make sure we get Tammy Lee's information out to you. Tammy Lee, also, dance conference. You're directing dance conference really quick. Talk about that really quick and then give me your final thoughts for today.
Yes, dance conference. It will be held Saturday, May 21st. Be there. The theme is revival.
And be where is there?
And that is at Victory Christian Church International, Gaithersburg, Maryland.
Yeah, 7-7 Metropolitan Court. That's a great, great church. Our pastor, Dwayne Brewington. Amen. All right. We love you so much. We want to let you know all things are possible if you can just believe. Be blessed. Bye-bye.